Hi there. I was wondering if you were interested in discussing solar panels for your home. It's come a long way, and it's more affordable than ever. No? No, we have a really great special right now, and I think you should really reconsider.
I really think you should reconsider.
There you go, big boy. Calm down. This will pinch just a little bit. Shh. Just one moment, okay? It'll be all fine. Shh, hold still. There you go. Not so tough with a little dose of tranquilizer in your veins, huh? Look how cute you are. Already drooling. Oh, you're already falling asleep, huh? So cute. I'll see you soon. Wake up, sweetheart. Wake up. Hey, come on now. You're not used to me if you're dead. Oh, there he is. So cute. Glad you could join us. Now, I'm sure you're wondering what the hell is going on and why I just drugged you and tied you to the bed. It's very simple, honestly. That's the funniest part of all of this. Can you guess why? You were home. No, really, that's it. That's all. Nothing fancy. I wanted to rape someone and you were home. Honest. Funny, isn't it? Crazy? Maybe, I don't know. I think it's a little reductive to just chalk up anything we don't like to being crazy. No, I think I'm just a bad person who doesn't feel bad about it. Seriously, anticlimactic, I know. Well, that's the thing. I will always get away with it. I always do. See, most people are harmed by their friends, the people that they love, family, or someone they go on a date with. Have you ever heard of a woman going door to door to violently rape men? Seriously, I'll wait. Still thinking, or are you just frustrated that I'm right? Cool. Well, like I said, I'm going to rape you, and there's nothing you can do about it. And that just about sums it up. Actually, I'm so confident. One second. Where's your phone? Ah, here. What's the password? Tell me, or I'll make you chug some bleach. Great, thanks. Okay, now, let me just get next to you. Okay. Give me a smile and say, cheese. There you go. Go ahead and try to show that to the police. I'm excited to see how that will go for you. You look stressed. I think taking off these clothes will help. You're probably feeling a little overheated as well because of what's about to happen. Here, I'll cut these clothes off. There we go. Such a good thing you're wearing those flimsy little shorts. Jeans would have been such a bitch. And there we go. Nice and vulnerable now, aren't we? And damn, did I get lucky. You have a nice cock. Hey, no need to hurl insults my way after I just gave you a compliment. It's a nice cock. Why does saying that make me a crazy bitch? I'm serious. It's got nice girth to it. Not too long. If I wanted to pound my cervix, I could just do that myself with some comically large dildo. Nah, I like your size. Be proud of that. If you ever get over the impending trauma of what's about to happen, you are going to make someone very happy with that. But you are going to make me very happy with it right now. Wow. Didn't really take much to get you hard, did it? It's pretty cute, I'm not gonna lie. I'm trying to figure out if you're just a degenerate who likes to get raped, or if your body just can't help to get hard through manual stimulation.
Tell me. Tell me the things you like. I told you what would happen if you didn't answer my questions. I will hurt you very badly. Now you can feel good and continue to answer my questions when I ask them. Or we can explore how sadistic I get when I'm mad. Good. Now tell me your kinks.
Seriously? CNC and F-Dom? That's fucking rich.
You really hit the jackpot then, huh?
Although I suppose the lines of consent are getting blurred, huh? You're clearly enjoying this.
I see your balls tightening up like you're gonna come.
Are you?
Are you going to come?
Oh, you're crying. That's cute.
Hey, what are you staring at? Who's that? Oh, you have a girlfriend.
That's awesome. You probably feel so much worse than I realized.
Well, if it makes you feel better, it's only cheating if you come. So let's make you come.
Here,
look. I'm gonna hold this picture of you two right here. I want you to stare at it while you come. Stare at it. There you go. I want you to really let it sink in. The fact that this strange woman who knocked on your door, that you stupidly answered, is forcing you to come looking at the woman you're betraying. Am I better than her? Answer honestly.
Amazing. Your rapist is a better fuck than your girlfriend.
I love that.
You're getting close again, aren't you? God, your body does not know what it wants, huh? Your poor little mind is screaming, but your body knows what's true. You need to come. And so you're going to.
Good. Do it for me. Come for me. I want you to come for me. I want you to remember this moment forever. The moment someone forced you to come, and the confusion of it feeling better than anything your girlfriend could dream of. Do it. Come.
Ooh. There you go. Yeah, good. Right into my hand. Big cum shot. There's a good little victim. Wow. It's still going. Amazing. It's gonna spill out of my hand.
Okay. It's slowing down. Good. Give me a second.
Huh. You know, you really should drink more water. Maybe change your diet a little bit too. Your cum kinda tastes bad.
Oh, you look a little sad. Don't worry. It's better than most, I think. I think the mixture of fear and pleasure you were having honestly makes it taste a little bit better.
Maybe.
Who knows? Could be a placebo.
What now?
Well, we're gonna sit here and wait until you get hard again. And then I'm gonna finish raping you and then go about my day. I wanted to see if I could catch one of those wine painting classes later today. You know, where you drink and then make everyone in the room paint the same thing.
Yeah.
Funny, though. I never paint what they tell me. It makes the teacher mad, but I'm paying them so they can't say much. I just like painting and getting wine drunk. Why am I telling you this shit?
Because I'm a person. Sorry, did you think I was just some sort of soulless rape machine?
No, I'm very much a person. A person with a fully lived life. Someone who has friends, family, lovers, even pets. I have a complete and beautiful life outside of this room and outside of you. Isn't that scary? That a woman like me exists in a world like this? A wolf among sheep? Your boss, your sister, your friend, a grocery store clerk. Hell, I'm somebody's daughter. Isn't that so fucked up? Gosh, you look so broken. It really is cute. I've always thought about keeping one of my victims in a basement or something. There was this one guy I really liked, but he eventually broke so bad I had to leave him at the steps of a hospital like in one of those movies. He was just a naked, whimpering mess covered in his own cum. Kind of funny, huh? Anyways, alright. I think that's enough sharing for now. Ready to get your dick wet again? Aw, at a loss for words. I want to hear a yes, ma'am, from you. Can you do that for me? Come on, it'll be fun. Say yes, ma'am. Yes, please. Or we can play the how much drain cleaner can a human body swallow before it dies a miserable, painful death? There he is. There's my good little victim. All right, let's get this cock hard again. All right, come on. Let's wake up. Get that cock hard for me. I want to leave your house with a nice load in me. I like to keep it inside of me for as long as I can. My little version of a trophy, I guess. Wow, did that idea make you hard? Look at you. It's getting nice and big again. There we go. Just a few more pumps, and you'll be good to fill my pussy up. One of these days, I'm gonna stop taking my birth control and just get knocked up with someone's baby. It'll be so funny. I'll probably do it to someone like you who doesn't even have a kid. God. How fucked up would that be? Alright, you're hard enough. There we go. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's been a few weeks since I've gotten some dick in me. Oh, fuck. Oh, there we go. Oh, God. Oh, your cock feels so fucking good. Oh, you're being such a good little fucking victim. Oh, this is my favorite part. Oh, the look on your face when you can't help but feel how good, warm, and eager my gut is to be stuffed with your cock. And look at that fucking face. You're trying so hard not to break. Come on, give us a moan. Show me just how much your body is betraying you. God, I can't wait for your mind to just give up and follow. Come on. Come on. Just give in. Your girlfriend won't blame you. I mean, you're tied up. You didn't consent. Your body just can't help it. And I've threatened your life multiple times just to make it easier. Give in. Come on. Enjoy it. I won't tell anyone. There we go. There's the sweet moans of a victim turned into a free-use fucking slut. Oh, God, boy. I can't wait for you to just commit to this. Feeling it's so addicting, isn't it? Oh, to just let go. Just listen to your body. That pesky mind of yours has made life so difficult, hasn't it? Isn't it just so much more comforting just to be a dildo for women like me? Oh, it's crying. I didn't realize a dildo could do that. Delicious. I fucking love salt. Come here. God, you just taste so broken. Oh, I think I'm gonna come. Oh, start bucking your hips for me. Oh, there you go. Fuck, yes. Oh, just a little more. Oh, I'm gonna come. God, boy. Oh, if you can make yourself come at the same time, oh, I'll be very, very happy with you. Oh, well. Oh, good dildo. Good toy. God, boy. Oh, there we go. Fuck. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. Come with me, you little fucking victim. Come. Fucking come. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. God. Oh, God, that was great. How you feeling?
Oh, you can't even talk. That's so perfect. Huh? Oh my God. Who is that? You have a girlfriend? Oh my God, girl, I have no idea. He told me he was single. Yeah, we met on FetLife. I had no idea. I'm so fucking sorry. Yeah, no, he's fine. We were just so gullible.
Whew, that was a close one, huh?
God. You didn't even warn her? God. You really are out of it, huh? I'm impressed. You broke so quickly. Your girlfriend's lying on the floor here, bleeding slightly, might I add. And you're just staring off into space, covered in pussy and your cum. That's so awesome. I might be back for you. You might be the pet I've always been looking for. Goodbye, little victim. I hope you dream of me raping you for years to come.
Rotten little bitch. And thank you so much for listening to this audio fill. This a phenomenal script. I fucking love Billy's script so much. Like, it's insane. Yeah, this was a great script. This aftercare is included to remind you that there's like nothing wrong with enjoying stuff like this. Things are complicated and whatnot. Yeah. Just pretty cool. Just kinks are complicated and stuff, and as long as they're not like actually hurting anyone, like bad, it's cool. They're good. You know what I mean? So thank you so much again for trusting me and the writer with helping you fulfill this fantasy. If you have not eaten today, get off your ass and go eat. If you're not drinking anything today, get off your ass and go drink up. Preferably water. Go drink some water. And yeah. And if you need to let yourself relax a little. And if you need to let yourself relax a little bit, go ahead. It is getting kind of cold out where I am. So if it is getting kind of cold where you are, cuddle up under a blanket. Otherwise, thank you so much for listening. And I hope you have a lovely, amazing, phenomenal rest of your day or night. Mwah.